All right, Steve Burness here, as the phone lines are really lighting up for the answer to the question of the day. Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well, John. How are you, sir?
Good. As you know, and I told you about the reason I called you, not only because we like to chat often, but because my parents did something crazy happened to them. Not that their credit card got hacked, although I had to tell them that they can set better alerts so they find out a little bit quicker, but I'm not here to chastise them. What they found out it had been hacked was because there was something delivered in the mail that they didn't order from Neiman Marcus, a place they don't shop. And then they started researching and looking at all this stuff, and it turns out their credit card information had been stolen, and people were sending stuff to the house. First of all, does that happen? Have you heard of that happening before?
Yes, John, it happens all the time, unfortunately. It's not a matter of if, but when you're, but a matter of when your identity be stolen, and unfortunately it was your parents' turn. It happens quite often because what happens is they're actually making the charges on the credit card, and then they follow the delivery service so they know when it's dropped off at your parents' home so they can just pick it off the porch and take it from there. That's how elaborate they're getting now. It's getting to a point, it's just getting so frightening out there, John, on identity theft. And all you can do, you can't stop it. It happened to me. It happened to previous Attorney General Lisa Madigan. You can't stop it. You just got to take steps necessary. But you'll never find out how your credit card got stolen. So
right.
you can try to think about it all day long. But one of my credit cards was stolen from an employee of an organization I utilize. She was leaving that job, so she went in and took all the credit card numbers he had in his desk drawer. So. You never know where it happens.
How do they get the address? I guess this is asking a silly question because it could be any number of ways. Because they didn't lose their actual physical card, right? Somewhere it had been read the wrong way. Who knows? Maybe it was over the internet, a purchase online. Maybe that's how they hacked it and they were able to find the address. Like, what would you recommend for people when that happens? Is it a matter of just being safer, or should they freeze their credit in case there's something else going on for a little bit?
There's many things you can do. One of them is to freeze your credit reports, and I recommend that. The Better Business Bureau rather recommends that for everyone, even if you have not been a victim of identity theft. It actually puts another safety mechanism on your credit report so somebody else doesn't open an account in your name without your permission and your authorization and the four-digit code that the credit reporting agencies give you. So this is all online, but yeah, please freeze your credit reports. And like you mentioned, I think you told your parents to, in a nice way, to put alerts on their on their accounts. And I have mine set for, I think, $10 on each of them. So if anybody charges anything or my debit account gets depleted of $10, it automatically texts me and let me know. So the faster you put out a fire, John, the easier it is, because a lot of times, sometimes like parents and grandparents, and they can go on years and not realize they've been victimized in a crime, especially identity theft, and it's so hard to unravel then.
Right. And I'm not making fun of my parents. They're pretty savvy people. Just in this one area, they had a little blind spot. I think Lauren Lapka once told me she does like a dollar. Anything over a dollar, they let
any
you know.
Charge.
Any charge over a penny.
Any charge. Yeah.
Lauren knows about it, which I have like an email. I have like an email every day sent like at my account balance where you can kind of like see where it's going, right? And that not only is, I think, a good practice to see if anyone's fraudulently using your card, but also it's just a good barometer of like how much you're spending every single day, and it helps keep you a little bit honest. Okay, so maybe freeze their credit, but at the end of the day, it may not be any more nefarious than they were just trying to get to that package at the door before my parents even realized it was there by tracking the delivery.
Exactly, how they tracked the package. But depending on where they got the credit card number from, your parents or anybody else can have a file on the dark web, and these identity thieves steal data continuously, and they build a file on everybody, and it's just a matter of when it's going to happen to somebody, because they have enough information. So they may have stolen your parents' identity one place, and they got the credit card a second place. They put them together, and then they realized where your parents live, and that's why they ordered it. So they don't have any suspicion, because when you call a credit card company, you ship it to somewhere else. It kind of sets off the alarm bells when you're not shipping it to your house. If you're shipping a house, there's no alarm bells because that's where you live.
Right.
But unfortunately, the scammers, followed a tracking software.
I think my mom was most shocked it was a $1,600 pair of sweatpants from Neiman Marcus. And she's, how do you spend six? That's a lot of money for sweatpants. They better be real nice. But
yeah, they walk themselves for that price.
Really quickly, we got another minute or so. I'm looking at your riskiest scams in the country, your top 10 list. I just wanted to highlight number two because that you know, really is about what this show is all about, employment. Can you explain what an employment scam is and why they're so nasty and prevalent right now?
Yeah, John, they're so nasty and prevalent because they're actually, they're so elaborate. What I mean by that is actually they take you through an actual interview. So you'll meet talk on the phone two or three different people, and you think you got the job because it's not a scam. They're actually interviewing me. They send checks to buy things, you know, for your job, and then you have to, they'll pay you back sometimes, and they ask you to wire some of the money back. They're just getting so elaborate. So because everything on a resume, John, is out there when you apply for a job, so they know where you live, your email addresses and all that. And they go after these people now with employment fraud. And it's just happening in record numbers. And it's just always the tip-off to the rip-off, John, is the offer seems too good to be true. Like, you're getting this $200,000 job, and you really didn't do anything except talk to three people, you know, and it's too good. And they ask you for your account number then because they want to deposit your first check in your account. They ask for your Social Security number because you're working for me now, so I need your Social Security number. And that's everything they need to steal your identity, John.
Yeah, exactly. BBB.org is where people can go for this and plenty more. Steve, we appreciate your time.
My pleasure, John. Thank you so much.
It's great to chat with Steve Burness. A lot of texts coming in about things that have happened to you and guesses to questions of the day. Let's try and get a couple here before we take this quick break.